Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
It's time to talk baseball with Fireman Jim.
Yeah.
Morning, Fireman Jim.
Good morning, Bob and Brian.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, last week you were pulling your hair out because it was raining.
Now it's snowing. It's going to snow.
Pray for rain right now. Because if it rained today instead of snow, that rain would wash my already 3 to 6 inches that's on my field right now.
Yeah.
Canceling another week of baseball.
Yeah. What do you make this up on the back end, Fireman Jim?
We're going to have to. Yeah. I do program rain out makeup dates when it's
That's like NASA and their launches and their built-in holds.
You got to program
Let me give you some encouraging words here, Fireman Jim.
Please do.
All right, because I know that this is a tough time of year for those of you who are counting on the weather to cooperate, to have activities that are outdoors, which go on at the Rock Sports Complex all the time.
Yes.
I had a golf meeting last night.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we're sitting in the clubhouse, and there's, you know, 6 inches of snow on the golf course, and we start in 2 weeks.
Good luck.
But the commissioner of our league said, I don't know if we're going to get started in 2 weeks. This isn't looking good, and we're expecting more snow on it.
Well, there's no rumor of it getting warmer or anything.
There is. This weekend it's going to be in the mid-50s, maybe 60 by
Tuesday.
Possibly,
I heard that. I follow the weather. Mm-hmm.
So, look with me here. The guy's dying over
all
here.
All the snow out here melt
but he's
mid-May.
He said, but don't worry if we get canceled. It's always so much nicer in the fall
anyway.
And we get those extra weeks to play a little more golf. So I'm going to pass that on to you. I'm going to pay that forward to you, Fireman Jim.
I appreciate that. It helps everything except for the spring league that ends May 12th.
How's your backyard pool?
Backyard pool, I've got ducks like Soprano. Every spring, it's like I'm Tony Soprano and the ducks fly in.
Yeah.
I don't faint or anything when I see them, but
no.
I do have the ducks. Every year, the same pair. They show up. Now, and they leave in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
I let them stay. There's a tarp on the
That's
on the
nice
pool.
Of you.
It really is. Let them do their thing. I think they have some eggs somewhere, hidden somewhere. I don't know where. They're probably under. I found them 1 year. They do lay eggs right around my house somewhere, like under a bush.
Really?
Yeah.
So look at you. Uh-huh. You leave them alone. You are a friend to man and animal. You're. Who was. Was there a TV show about. Was Kung Fu like that?
Doctari?
Tarzan?
The only problem is that every year those eggs get eaten, I think, by raccoons. They find that nest and tear it apart. So I don't know why they keep coming back.
So you have raccoons in your yard, too.
They live in the sewers.
Damn.
Ooh, city raccoons.
City coons, yeah. They live in the sewers and not good. So, yeah. So, but the ducks are welcome. They can come anytime.
I had a live trap. I think I left it in my old house.
I don't need it. They'll go back to the stores. They'll be
stuffed full of raccoons by now.
They do it. Yeah. So,
Fireman Jim, what the hell's going on with the Pirates?
With the Pittsburgh Pirates being in first place?
Yeah.
It's early.
They won 75 games last year.
Yeah, I know. It's early. They're playing well.
They've already won 72 this year.
Good for them. I don't see them carrying this, but enjoy it. I mean, that's the thing about April baseball is. You know, it's
when you can play.
It's only 3 weeks when you can play, and how many games were canceled?
Well, the Tigers have had 6 games already canceled. When are they going to make those up?
Twins. I mean, they're going to have doubleheader after doubleheader after doubleheader. They couldn't. I know in the past they've moved entire series to domed cities, like Milwaukee hosted the Indians.
But the Brewers are home for a while now, so there's no getting into Miller Park.
Nope.
Unless you play an 8 a.m. game or something like that. But I don't even know if you can get a grounds crew in there to clean that up. And then you got to cook more hot dogs, sausages, and all of that stuff.
That's tough. So, so many games being rained out. I mean, it's a tough spring around the country, obviously. So, doubleheaders.
So, if teams do a lot of doubleheaders, that wears them out or screws up their rotation?
For sure. The pitching staff gets hammered. I mean, especially, you know, multiple doubleheaders. If they're playing one week, and then you got to call more pitching up, and it's tough on the staff.
So good for our roof again.
Again. Roof pays off.
The only problem is we don't get to play all our games under that roof. We have to go on the road, and I don't know if we're going to foul weather or cold weather or rainy weather.
We're at home. We go to Kansas City and then the Cubs next week. Hopefully in Chicago that's.
And what has happened to the Kansas City Royals? They've won, two games so far? Two, three
slumping
games?
And you don't want to slump at the beginning of the year because it's tough to make up ground as possible.
I mean, they were the darlings of the league three years ago. They were in the World Series and lost. They were in the World Series and won. And Ned Yost is like the toast of the town. And look at these Royals.
They're 3-12.
But that's baseball nowadays. I mean, it's not like the old days where you have a powerhouse team for 5, 7, 8 years. I mean, now it's usually get a good team. You ride it out while you can.
Where's
Hosmer
now? San Diego?
Where's what?
He left. He went somewhere. And Kane is here in Milwaukee now. So they kind of broke up.
Hosmer to San Diego.
Right. Yeah. So they all got their paydays.
Yeah, they get their paydays. And that's the thing. You get a good team. And these guys get big payrolls. They demand big contracts. And then what are you going to do? You can't afford them all. So now you clean house and you hope you regroup. But you had those two World Series. I'm not feeling sorry for him.
That's true.
I'm not feeling sorry for him. I'm not going to feel sorry for Stanton either in New York.
Getting booed for striking out five times in two. He struck out five times in two different games already this year.
At Yankee Stadium, he's 3 for 35.
That's okay. Those Yankee fans, usually that sort of thing slide.
Did they ever let the Bambino have it like that?
Did the Bambino strike out five times in a game?
He showed up drunk.
What was the Bambino's contract?
So what? Did he strike out?
Hey, kid, I got a hit today.
What was the biggest contract Babe Ruth had? I don't even know this. Maybe
100,000.
I think it might have exceeded that.
Stanton's contract is $325 million. I mean, 100,000. That's what, $100,000 every couple games. I mean, it's pretty insane. So, yeah, you're going to get booed in New York. Expect it. I'm sure he doesn't care.
Okay, and since we're on the Yankees, how about Jeter not going to New York for the series with the Marlins?
That I heard about, too. I mean, that's kind of...
Is he doing it because he doesn't want... What's the problem? I mean, he's Derek Jeter. He's more popular in New York than he is in Miami,
obviously. You want to go there and, you know, and wave to the fans again. I mean, they love him there, but I didn't read why he's not going there. But it's kind of weird. I figured he'd want it. Is there one time going there in, you know... What, once every maybe 3, 4, or 5 years? I mean, they don't do the
He's a horrible owner, right?
So far, he is.
Yeah.
We'll see if he's got a plan. Does he have a plan where he's in the World Series in a couple of years, like the Marlins seem to do every they win the World Series and they tear
But that was
house
the
down?
Old owners who had a plan on tearing it down, rebuilding it, getting back to the World Series, tearing it down, rebuilding it, getting back to the World Series. Jeter, he's tearing it down.
He's tearing it down, all right. That's the easy part, is the rebuild. So let's give him here and find out.
Babe Ruth led the league in salary for 14 years.
Wow.
He should have.
In 1934, he made $35,000 a year.
What year?
1935.
Okay, he made $35,000
right
a year.
$35,000 a year.
Okay.
Was that after the Depression? Depression ends right around there.
But that was on the tail end of his career. He made $80,000 in 1930 and 31.
So that was his top?
80?
Yep.
Really?
And then they reduced his pay.
You figure he's the biggest draw, and especially as he's approaching. Well, he already had the home run record, I think, years before that.
$80,000 could have covered $80,000 could have covered the payroll for entire teams back then. I'm sure.
Kidding me? For sure, it could have. I guess that was big money back then. $325 million nowadays, is that the same as $80,000 back then? I don't think so.
I don't know, but
I don't think the ratio is quite that bad.
Average guy might have been making about $4 a month or something. But.
So again, another guy I'm not feeling sorry for, Stanton.
Or Babe Ruth.
Not feeling sorry for him.
All right, let's talk about the Brewers.
Yeah, good
win. It's a win. It was one hit, Fireman Jim. Thames doesn't hit that home run,
then it's 0-0.
Yeah.
So let's pull the positives out of here. Junior Guerra called up. Doesn't make the team. Last year's opening day starter doesn't make the team. Goes down, accepts his assignment, gets called back up, and since then he's pitched twice and been dominant.
Okay.
All right? Positive. Josh Hader. This guy's a machine right now.
Is he going to be our closer?
He's our setup guy. He's the kind of guy you're going to use in clutch situations.
He closed one out the other night. He pitched the eighth and the ninth inning, and he looked really sharp.
Yeah, he's two straight, two-inning saves.
That was in New York, right?
Against the Mets. Yeah. Against the Mets and at home. He tied a record. This is the stat. You love stats, right?
Sure.
He tied a record, 7 straight relief appearances with 3 or more strikeouts. It dates
7
back to
straight with 3 or more strikeouts. 3 or more, okay.
7 straight times he's
got. He tied a team record or a
league
record? League record, okay.
And that league record has stood since what year? He's tied right now.
72.
72.
74. I'm going to say it was Catfish Hunter.
Nope. 1893.
Whoa.
I had to reread that. That was in
1893.
I don't know the guy's name that held the record. Give me a good 1893.
I'm just looking for the salary leader in
Herringbone Johnson.
Right. Something. Skiggles McGee.
Right.
He comes in, and right now he's got a 60% strikeout ratio where he comes in. I mean, he strikes out 60% of the batters he's facing. It's insane numbers.
Does batting catch up to pitching, or does pitching always does good pitching always beat good hitters?
For sure, it does.
Right. So for it's sure not like it it's not like batters are going to get up there and figure them out. Because I remember when Turnbow first showed up,
but he wasn't. Turnbow was a straight pitcher. I mean, they finally figured him out. It took him what, half the season.
Okay, and that was my question.
Hater's tougher to figure out. Hater has more, and he comes from three-quarter, okay, and he's got almost a screwball when he throws, and he's got a hitch, and he can drop his arm angles, so a different type of pitcher. And they're not used to facing lefties like that. You know, righties, they can see guys
now,
similar.
Since I brought up Turnbow, and remember the Turnbow bobbleheads with the yes, hair? With the hair?
The hair. Wasn't he already off the team by then, or he was already bombing by then?
Oh,
something happened.
He was just falling apart when they right, had his bobblehead yeah, night, yeah. Will Hater get a bobblehead with
I hope so
with the hair
that's, my god he's yes, got he's just tailor made for a bobblehead. I don't know, they announced the bobbleheads this year already.
Don't we have a Thames bobblehead night coming
up? No, Braun's the Star Wars night. Oh yeah, we have one this weekend.
Yes, with Thames.
Yeah, so Thames and then Braun, and then I don't know if they've announced them all, but Hater's tailor made for one. If they haven't had one yet already, they might have already had one have one this year.
And is there a more affable brewer than Eric Thames?
No.
I mean, seriously, they asked him after the game.
Did you hear
night,
that interview last night?
Yeah, they asked him, where do you get this home run power? He goes, I don't know, Miller Lite.
And then he's like, maybe some fruit juice yeah, for the kids. Yeah, one
sorry,
for the adults and
some
one
milk,
for the kids.
Water, juice. Yeah.
Great so, interview. Yeah, yeah, he's always smiling. He's having
he's
a good
always,
time.
He's always in a good mood.
And speaking of Thames, what has he got, like 16 April home runs now? Like,
against the Reds alone.
And the Thames wish he could play the Reds every day, but he can't. And play in April. If he could play April and the Reds constantly the full season, he'd finish with 180 home runs.
If you're a Reds fan, you are so tired of Eric Thames in April.
Yeah,
just
for sure,
crushing you. Yeah. Just not just hitting home runs, monster home runs.
And game-winning home runs as of yesterday. So, I mean, those three yesterday, right away, I mean, all three positive take out of that game. We're 500 again. We were 500 the same time last week. We dropped below 500 yesterday for the first time in almost a year. So, Brewer fans, come on. We were above 500 for almost a year.
Do you feel like they're cleaning up the defense?
Well, I don't think we had many many errors last week. So,
man,
that's an improvement.
They were kicking it all over the first couple weeks of the season.
So, you'll see it getting tightened up. You know, you see a lot of teams around the bigs right now playing in these cold weather games. They've played a lot of these games in the snow and the cold, and, you know, it affects hitting, pitching, and
but I don't mind seeing the Cubs and Cardinals play in the snow and the cold. I kind of like that.
No,
I like seeing both teams absolutely miserable.
Let them freeze.
Yeah. So do I, know for sure. So we got a day game, a matinee, so if you're tailgating, you can get in line by 10 o'clock to get to that 12:40 start.
You'll beat the snow.
What about your contest?
Oh, yeah, the Name the Team with our American Association team coming to the Rock. We got that Name the Team contest going on until next Tuesday. Tuesday, you can win $2,500. Go to baseballwi.com and name the team. And I'll announce some of the finalists next week. There's some really good names coming in. You guys can vote too.
I was going to say, are we eligible?
You can. Baseballwi.com. Vote right now, or actually, you can submit your team name, and then we'll start the voting process next week.
Here's a name for you. 1893.
Yep.
First place in the National League. Boston Bean Eaters.
There you go.
There you go.
That's kind of a farm theme. We're looking for farm themes.
For
I know. I see what you're trying to do. It's a good name.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really fit here.
Well, it's a, we're going for a farm theme. Maybe bean growers. That no, not really.
The Bee Gees. Bean growers. The
sure.
Milwaukee.
Oh, there you go.
Constant disco at the
ballpark. Bee Gees. And then you can do the music. You got, hey, what's Bee Gees
stand
for?
You can point your fingers to the sky.
Why do I say
every
these
home
things?
Run.
Why do I say these things out loud?
$2,500. That's a winner right there.
Where do I submit it?
BaseballWI.com.
All right. Thanks, Fireman Jim.
All right.